You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for All-Star Season 6, Episode 0, titled Meet the Queens. My name's Joe Batanz, and I am joined, as always, by two very punctual co-hosts. First, from show business, Afterthought's newest superstar, though no one knows. He's the most unfamous, famous Afterthought person, the one, the only, from show business, Adam Solandra. Hello, Adam Solandra. How are you?
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Finally, yes. I get to debut to the people.
Yeah, the public feed, and also, like, even on Patreon, so far you've mostly been exposed to the exclusive tier. Even the premium tier and all those people, they don't know who you are. So this is actually, wow, like, yeah, strangely a big debut for you.
This is it, and what could be bigger than this?
Well, I'll tell you something that's bigger. She's the goddess of glitz, glamour, goth, gossip, and gore herself, Miss Lori Roggenkamp. Hello, Lori. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, Lori was very late today.
Can I preface that by saying you never gave a time? Wow. You never gave me a time.
I never told you a time?
No, you just you just asked if I got an email, and I was doing something, and then you said, and then I said no, and then I saw your text, and I said, okay. I didn't know we were supposed to be recording.
I apologize. In my head, I sent you one because I checked with you, then I went to Adam Solandra, he gave the time, and then I, in my head, thought I'd messaged you what the time was.
So, no, I never got a time. Mm-hmm. I just got the notice when we were starting, and I was like, I can't do that.
Anyway,
and
now
then
Lori,
that's a different story than I heard. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Check your text messages. So anyway,
I just got Lori. We are recording at 5:30. Oh my gosh, Joe! I am so sorry.
Better late than never. Now, by the way, we were going through, because Adam Solandra is not familiar with your greatest hits. So we're going through some of your greatest hits.
All three of them.
No, the four. You know what? Your birthday's coming up. Our official Afterthought historian, Drew Brooks, should go through and pull your favorite moments. And we'll release on your birthday, like a special Lori's birthday.
Aww. That'd be nice. When is that?
It's better than
Sunday.
Oh, that is coming up. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And during Pride Month, too. Every year, I guess.
I know. Yeah. Wow. A very proud woman. Mm-hmm.
But Lori, while we were playing that, you were running late. So I said, well, Lori's, because you said you had to help your aunt with something. That's all you said. And yes. Then while we were doing that, well, let's play the greatest hits of Lori. And so we were going through it. And then I got another text message from you. And I'm not going to spoil anything. Do you want to say what you were doing? Because you said a few more minutes. And then why?
Now my girlfriend's calling me. Oh, brother.
Really?
My aunt fell down in the garage, and I was helping her back up.
Well, I guess the question on everybody's mind is, was she nude?
Certainly my first question.
Yeah. Was she nude? Well, because, Adam, I don't know if you know this, one day they heard a loud noise in the middle of the night, and her aunt ran out bottomless out of the house or something, right? So
I actually do know that for some reason.
Yeah. So my question was, when she fell in the garage, it wasn't one of those gay guy things where she's like, oh, whoops, I fell in this rabbit, you know, the vibrator, not an actual rabbit. Is it one of those things, Lori? Anal beads? What did she fall on? What happened in the garage?
She was not nude. No. Although when I lifted her up, the way that we lifted her up was, I literally.
Who's we?
Me and her. Oh. But she helped me lift her.
Wait, were you like, Kathy, come over here and help me lift Kathy? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. She, her, her knee is one of her knees. Well, both of her knees are bad, but one of her knees is really bad. And it just got to the point where she just could not stand and her knee just gave way. And she just sort of did like a slow thinker where she's done it before where she just goes like this in a knee position. It's funny, but it's also sad.
I was not clear when we first heard if this was something we were supposed to be laughing about or not. But then Joe said the first question was she nude? Not was she okay, but was she nude? So that's...
She, you know, she's a fighter. She's somebody who...
Oh, we know. We heard.
Yeah.
She pretty much lifted herself up. I really was just there as like ornamental, like coaching. I tried to lift her from the back and I could not do that. I actually... You know, speaking of nude, I somehow, for some reason, got her shirt when I was trying to lift her. I got her shirt almost halfway up her head. But I'm trying to lift her.
Well, tried to undress her.
I know the history of your family, Lori. Was that on purpose or not?
No, it was not on purpose. I definitely was not trying to do that.
Adam, I don't know if Adam knows this. And you had lunch with your brother today, didn't you, Lori?
Mm-mm. No, he canceled.
Oh. Lori's made out with her brother. All right. So anyway.
I have not made out with my brother. We were doing a
here's
play
what's even worse,
when we were Alexa. Younger.
Her dad taught them how to kiss. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow. We were doing a play when I was younger, which was based off how my parents met. And I played my mom and my brother played my dad. And at the end of it, we kissed.
The play? Flowers in the Attic. Flowers in the Attic was the play. Adam, so what were you saying, Adam?
Yeah. I mean, she didn't like it, so I don't think it's gross. Like, you can make out with your... brother if you don't like men.
Have you ever made out with your sister?
No. Gross.
Do you have, and I want you to be honest, Alandra.
Oh, first off, we did not make out.
No tongue.
I want you to be honest about something, Alandra.
Do
you
have any,
okay, let's go, because you don't have a brother, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's go out of the circle here. First cousins. Do you have any male first cousins that you think are really hot?
Unfortunately, yes. And it's the unfortunate is not because he's my cousin, because it's I'm not like attracted to him. I just know that he's hot. The unfortunate is he's young as hell. He just turned 18, so it makes it less creepy. But it's I mean, it's kind of undeniable. I can send you pics at some point.
Oh yeah, please send me pics. I don't want to say who.
Oh yeah, for you especially. Oh my god,
somebody. Somebody, I'm not going to say who, was telling me that he just found out through other sources that his personal trainer has an OnlyFans. And he sent me a picture of the personal trainer. I was like, ooh la la, right? Anyway, I want, now that we're talking about this, I want your guys' opinion on this, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, I talked to JLs about it earlier, but JLs is very level-headed.
Yeah, we don't
so,
need that.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what he thought afterwards. But I got in a very minor fight with Aiden today. Very minor. We're actually even within 2 minutes we were made up, right?
Oh,
but
okay.
I was running this idea of why. Cause, so preface
that's,
it.
Just FYI, that's called a lesbian conversation.
Anyway, which is funny because I happened to be eating a tuna sandwich when we were fighting.
Yeah.
So
well then, yeah, that's.
That's called lesbian Wait, making up.
Who are you fighting with? Jay.
No. Jay was Aiden. The person Jay happened to call me right after Aiden and I made he was on his way to work and we made up by the time he was at work. Let me just put it that way.
It's beautiful.
But okay, so Aiden called me earlier today, okay? And he was very happy. He had just ordered online a pair of pride themed Speedos, okay?
Okay.
And he loved them. They had arrived. He couldn't wait to try them on at home. Okay. So he gets home and he FaceTimes me and he goes, do you think they're too small? And I had to say they were very small. And he goes, do you think they're too small to wear in public? I said, depends on where you're going. The neighborhood pool. Yes. A gay beach. No, you know,
and seems fair.
Yeah. Seems fair. He goes, I think I'm gonna take them back, you know, and whatever. Right. And I was like, okay. So later on, he called me on his way to work, and I had told him, because I'm trying to, for this is going to be a big announcement soon, I want to start streaming while I game, so I bought all the equipment and stuff like that. I can record myself, but I can't actually stream. I don't know why. If anybody out there knows how to do this, please email me at joebatanza@afterthought.media.
You know who does know how to do that is Justice Blaine Wainwright.
Anyone that's not boring, because anyone message me at joebatanza@afterthought.media. So anyway, I was in a bad, he called, right? Was like in the middle of like so frustrated. I don't know if Sean or Star ever call you guys yes. when you're like in the worst moment, right? So I told him, I go, babe, I'm going to tell you something. I'm very frustrated right now. I'm itching for a fight. I'm so frustrated. I'll yell at anybody. And he goes, oh, it's so sad. I mean, is there anything I can do to make you feel better? Now, by the way, he's leaving tonight for him and three other gay twinkie white boys are going away to some gay beach for the weekend. Okay. Keep that in mind. And I said, yeah, send me a picture of you in those Speedos. And he goes, oh yeah, I took one earlier. And I go, that's quiet. And he goes, for myself. And I go, never mind. I don't need that picture. Did I have a right to be? Now, I'm going to preface it. I was in a bad mood. Am I wrong to? And then we got to fight. Am I wrong, Solange? Am I wrong, Lori, for being like, that's who take what? Am I wrong?
Yes.
Lori.
Wait, but did was okay. I have a question. Yeah. Was there a pause after I took a picture? And then was there a pause and he said, for myself?
A very slight, like, I took a picture for myself.
Oh, that's weird. I wouldn't even if I would do it. If I was excited about these little baby Speedos and I was like, here they are, I would have taken a picture of me in them. That said, I would have been so casual, natural to me. I wouldn't have even thought to explain that it was for myself. Of course it's for myself.
Lori,
I'm in love. Who would I have given them to?
Yeah.
That's his point. But if he wasn't going away for the weekend with three single white thin guys, by the way, none of those things, single is, but aren't his type. No, not because he's with me.
I was going to say it's.
Yeah, that's not his type, but still it's my type.
Overall, I would say no. Because here's what you did. You did the Penn Rogging Camp way of punishing somebody, which is actually punishing yourself, which you said, never mind, I don't want the picture. So you basically punished yourself and then, you know, and then kind of like you did like a passive aggressive, like, I don't want the picture sort of thing. So I think that, if you were really affected by it, you should have said like, oh, what, you know, well, did you take it for somebody else? Or, you know,
he said no, that we fought about it. So he said no. So, but I tell you, it was the quickest fight ever. We were like literally lovey-dovey made up by the time he got to work.
I love a happy ending, baby.
There is a happy ending. All right. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break right here? Okay.
Great. I got to go help my aunt with something.
When we come back, we are actually going to launch right into Meet the Queens, and we are going to discuss All-Star 6, Meet the Queens, everything we know about it, everything we have to say about it, all happening right here, right now, on Afterthought Media. Where is my break outro? Why can't I find... Oh, there it is. All right.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
All right, I got to get something off my chest. By the time I finish watching RuPaul's Drag Race 2 times, recording 2 different shows about it, and spending my entire week around RuPaul's Drag Race, the last thing I want to do is listen to other podcasts about RuPaul's Drag Race. But people are constantly saying, do you listen to this podcast or that podcast? And I'll be honest with you, I don't, because I barely have time to record the one that I do. And this sits on me, on my chest. So I have to get it off my chest because I'm like, is this hindering my growth as a creator? So I'm glad I told you guys this. So you guys can stop recommending shows or asking me if I listen to Race Chaser or Sibling Rivalry. We all carry around different stressors, by the way, big, small, serious, silly. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. Can you imagine if I went to therapy with this? And to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I have benefited tremendously from therapy. Tremendously. And it's a way for me to work out different problems that I've had. And I've shared those problems with you before. If you have stressors in your life, you need to talk them out. That's how you release the toxicity, is by talking it out. And therapy can help do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. When they designed it to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. And by the way, if you don't like your therapist, you can just switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragrace. Everybody, well, you know, they've announced the cast for RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars 6, and you're listening to the team that's going to cover it. It's Adam Salandra, Lori Roggenkamp, and myself.
And I'm excited about this team as much as I am about the cast, might I say.
Let me tell you how excited Adam Salandra is. He's leaving in August for a bit. Anyway, okay.
God forbid I'm getting married. But you know what I like about you, Joe? You would say, well, okay. I mean, you can come and stay through the whole All-Stars, or you can go through the wedding you had planned before we even met. And I appreciate that.
I know what my fans want. You're so beloved that they want. By the way, for those of you who are listening on the public feed, I'll say two things. You have moved into, and this is a very vaulted category, right? Which is, when I become friends with a gay person, well, gay man, any chance of me being sexually attracted to them, if I become friends with them, goes out the window. Like, they become asexual to me. Jay Ellis, I do not see it. John Paul, my friend, don't see it. Adam Vaught, blah, 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 blah. You now, you're in that category. But I will say,
congratulations,
Salandra. You're on the, on that category.
Unattractive,
No, because what I'm going to say, though, is everybody is always so thirsty for you. They think you're so hot.
You are a very pretty man. Yeah. I will say that.
Nice. Thank you. Should we just talk about me the whole time?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm very – just kidding. But do go on with your story.
I have a question for you. Have you ever thought about doing drag? Because I feel like you would be a great drag queen.
Oh my God, it'd be so horrible. I would be great on the stage, mama, but you'll see this season when it comes to, Laura, would you talk about the looks?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I have opinions, but they can be very, very much swayed because I don't know anything
I'm slowly getting opinions as I just keep watching Drag Race, but I don't know anything about it. Anyway, point is I couldn't put on makeup. I couldn't.
So you're like RuPaul.
Fashion. I was going to say, no, I'm like any of the queen. Once they're done, put it on me, and then maybe I'd be good.
Valentina, and I don't think Valentina can put on her own makeup either. Oh, no, she does. She just takes a long time. Now, Salandra, what celebrities would people say you look like? For instance, Lori is always being confused for, like, Fortune Feimster and Barb from Stranger Things. I'm often confused.
No, I never once, but yes, that's what he says.
I'm often confused for Horatio Sanz or Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof.
I actually, my biggest celebrity is Roseanne right after she sang the national anthem and Chris Farley. Yeah. So those are my two.
Hey, two greats if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about you, Salandra? What celebrities do you get compared to the most?
You know, it's very weird because I never hear I look like anyone now. But about 10 years ago, literally every day, someone would stop me and think I look like someone. And it was always kind of rotating. But I was like, what's wrong with my face that you think I look like this or the other? There were a few that stuck that were like said more than once. The best was Jake Gyllenhaal. I had a lot of
I could see that. Yeah.
Who's the guy from Grey's Anatomy who was gay back in the day?
T.R. Knight. Yeah, T.R.
And I got a few screeches, if everyone thinks I'm just here complimenting myself. Screech Dustin Diamond, may he rest, from Saved by the Bell.
I kind
of
see that.
I don't
if
see any of those things.
If you told me you were
things.
His cousin, I would say, okay, I see it. Yeah.
I don't see any of those things. But the other day, you posted a throwback pic. And I got I got a Paul Rudd feeling. Never Paul Rudd?
My God, that I've never heard that, but that's an timeless, ageless compliment.
Meanwhile, people come up to me, that this is a true story. Someone once came up to me to McDonald's and told me they thought I was going to die because I was so fat.
What?
Oh yeah. And I was thinner than I am now.
First of all, at McDonald's.
Look, I don't pick who goes to McDonald's.
So that was like an actually concerned citizen, just letting you know.
Yeah.
Listen, you might not know, but you could die because you're fat.
Yeah.
I had somebody at Hometown Buffet refuse to serve me mashed potatoes because they said I didn't need it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had Hometown Buffet.
I had to get my dad to come over and force them to give me mashed potatoes.
The things that they must see at Hometown Buffet, the nerve to say, you know what? None for you. Imagine going to Hometown Buffet and even thinking twice about what you're eating. When I go to a buffet, I mean, pile it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lori, excuse me for a second. Lori.
Yes.
I think I have the capability of doing this. Yeah, yeah. I'm muting Adam Salander for right now. So listen to this. Don't you hate it when, like, fat...
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, wait, no, you didn't get muted.
I unmuted myself to say I knew this was going to happen as soon as I said it.
Oh, you're going to talk about... I thought you were going to scold me for making this the Lori show.
No.
You're going to talk about how he's skinny. No.
Okay. Yeah, like, don't you hate it when skinny people go like, oh, do I love a buffet? I'm like, really? You love a buffet?
Yeah.
Pile it on. You know...
Okay. If you have never seen the fear in an Asian woman's eyes as your family enters the buffet, you don't love buffets, okay?
I'm not even funny.
I'm seeing it in a different light.
Before All Star 6 ends, all right? And before he does his wedding, the three of us, well, they don't have buffets right now, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I bet we can find one.
You know but what? We should call this his fatchler party.
You know what?
Honestly, sounds so good.
We're going to throw you a fatchler party. You're right, Lori. I like that. And so we are going to do a fatchler party. Lori and I, we're not going to take Jay because he would be no fun whatsoever, right?
No. But
now, does he say he likes eating like I do?
No. Jay, I think, hates eating.
I think Jay has said multiple times that he doesn't find enjoyment in food, which I've just been like, oh, God.
We're talking about AfterBuzz TV's Jay Ellis, by the way, who's been on the show before. People might not remember who he is. So anyway, but let's get into the show. So All Star 6 is premiering. This is the team that's going to cover it. And yes. Some big news for people who are listening is this is also where we are launching on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, is if you were always hesitating, like, I don't know if I want to sign up for Patreon. Now, by the way, I've gotten some concerned emails at Patreon. Patreon people, you can stay at Patreon. Nothing's going to change at Patreon. We're just adding additional services that if you were like, I've been interested in Patreon, but I don't know this Patreon. I don't want to give another company my credit card. I don't need another. I don't need that. Apple now and Spotify will allow us to allow you the same sort of luxury that the premium channel gets. So here's what you're going to get starting with All Star 6 when it launches June 24th. You're going to get the show early with no commercials, and you are going to get it. You're going to get Just Between Us Girls. You're going to get Just Between Us Girls, and you're going to get the show early with no commercials. And actually, very soon, if you sign up soon enough, we're going to launch it soon, you can get the old Just Between Us Girls as well. And for Drag Race Australia, the Just Between Us Sheilas. Yeah. So you're going to be able to do that. More details to come. And it's going to be $5 a month, and you get the show early. This show is going to get really early because you're going to get it like by midnight Friday.
Luckies.
Well, the midnight Friday going into Saturday. I don't want any angry complaints. Friday going into Saturday. Yeah, anyway,
cute.
So that's one of the things, one of the big news. The other thing is just shows on Paramount Plus. You know, remember?
Oh, my God, I forgot. I have to download another streamer.
Yeah. Paramount Plus. And then that should be it for now. I think that's everything. I think of more things, we'll go through it. But now what we're going to do is we're going to go through the drag queens who are on. Adam and I will talk about the drag queens because we definitely know who they are. And then we'll explain most of them to Lori.
Good.
All right, here we go. The first one, and this is the first one on the list. I don't know what order they put it in, but the first one on the list is Akira Chanel Davenport.
That would be alphabetical.
Is it alphabetical order?
I don't know, but Akira.
Oh, I think it is alphabetical order by first name. Okay, Akira Chanel Davenport. I believe she is from season 11.
11.
She's from season 11, and she was in the finals. She was in the top four.
Yeah.
Had a pretty strong run. So, Landry, what do you remember about her?
Well, that's actually the one thing I wanted to say about her is I do not remember a thing about her. And she was in the top four. She was good. And it was 2 years ago. And I am like a big Drag Race fan. And I remembered her, but I just don't remember anything she did other than for some reason at the, I think it's cause it's memed a lot, but like the last song of the season when she was like, where is the body? Akira is the body. And that's it. I don't remember her. And I genuinely think she's good. So great. A chance to revisit her.
I feel that often it's not unusual to have a member of the top four where you're like, they just sort of landed up there. You know, like they, why are they just randomly there? I feel Cameron Michaels was that way too.
I was just going to say, that's an example.
Lori, what did you think of Akira C. Davenport's run on season 11 and her appearance here in All-Star 6?
You know, I actually watched season 11 and the only thing I remember really about Akira is that she was really great at sort of showing her asset, which was her ass. And so I have a feeling that that's gonna come back because all the promotional stuff I've seen, she tends to talk about that a lot. But I don't know. I felt like she did deserve to be in the top four. I remember rooting for her. But I can't for the life of me remember like a single thing she did that I thought was, you know, standout-ish, but I remember liking her in season 11.
I remember thinking she belonged there, but I never thought she was going to win. I think I already knew she was a first one out kind of thing.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's a Davenport or something, but didn't you at some point always say like, haven't there been other Davenports that have come through?
Yes, so you're right.
I feel like you've said like you can't discount a Davenport or something.
You know
like
what? You're making a very good point. She's related to Kennedy Davenport of the Davenport family. And I feel with Kennedy, Akira, and I believe there's another one who they were sort of not necessarily discounted, but Kennedy Davenport's a whole story. I think Kennedy Davenport's one of the most, and I don't like her personality on the show, but one of the most underrated drag queens on the show. If you look at her resume of the things that she's done on the show, why she is not up there. She crushed it on season 7. She crushed it on All Stars 3. Even still, she has one of the lower Instagram followings. She's not super popular. I think it has something to do with her mood, but you can't deny the sort of racism in the community because, go ahead, Ms. Landry.
I was going to ask about racism because I know that that's what's pointed to, and I totally get it because racism, like, even if you think it's not involved, it almost always is in some way. However, there's just so many black queens that are celebrate. I just think it's, that she's black and more. There's something that's not clicking with the audience.
Yeah. It's that X factor. Because, you know, I've often talked about people who are not good at the competition, but good at drag. And so, like, the textbook person is Trixie Mattel.
Trixie, yep.
You know, she is not very good at the competition. She's just not. And also, I think that she, Morgan McMichaels is actually a better example. Because I feel like Trixie Mattel, and she and Conti have created their own genre of drag, of which she's very good, right? So that's unfair to Trixie. But Morgan McMichaels is a perfect example.
That's a great example.
Is not very good at the show, but is if you've ever seen or if you've never seen Morgan
good in person.
It's amazing in person. Yes. An amazing drag queen. But just not good
at the show. But really horrible on the show, actually.
Yeah, awful on the show.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Well, also with Willem, too, I've always told people, like, every time I've met Willem or talked to Willem or interviewed Willem, the loveliest, most professional person out there, but puts out this persona that seems kind of unapproachable.
Yeah.
So anyway. So, okay. So that's Akira C. Davenport. You know, let's do this right now. Adam, I don't know. I really don't know any spoilers for this season, so I will chime in here.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, yeah. I don't know any spoilers for this season. I just knew this. The spoiler I knew was who was on the show. That's all I knew.
Are we doing the rumor mill for this thing or no?
I don't know. We'll think about it.
Okay.
But if we do it, though, it will be on the Spotify and Apple premium podcast. Anyway, but Lori, my question for you is how far do you think Icaria is going to go in this? Now, we haven't looked at the rest of the cast, so we will revisit this question once we have the whole cast out. But where do you think she's fallen here?
You know, I'm going to say I don't think she's going to get, if they have a final four, I don't think she's going to get to the final four. So, but I think she's going to go pretty far. I would say probably she will be like fifth or sixth place.
Mm-hmm. Salandra?
I agree. I think I could see her in the top. Mm-hmm. She brings good looks. She's got personality on the acting challenges, and we can't forget the wild card of people voting people off. I don't necessarily see her pissing anyone off. So I think she can go far.
All right. Very good. Next we have, God, she's probably one of the most controversial. There's a lot of controversial queens on this season. Eureka.
I just want to say when this first came out, like the rumored cast list, I was like, this is garbage mama.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think it's going to be amazing now. They're all so chaotic. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a wild mix. Anyway, and Eureka is a great example of that.
Eureka O'Hara, she of season 10, she of All-Stars 4, I believe, right?
No,
she's never been on All-Stars.
9 and 10.
9 and 10, you're right.
She blew out her knee in 9 and then came back.
Yeah, Lori helped her off the floor.
Very your aunt. Yeah.
Yeah, I helped her off the floor.
Yeah, you know, and to just be kind of want to bring it up later since I just brought it up with Willem, I've probably never interviewed any drag queen more than I've interviewed Eureka O'Hara. I've interviewed her, oh my God, so many times, right? And again, I know she's very polarizing, okay? It's one of the reasons why I don't like to interview drag queens is because then they become human beings to me and I can't make fun of them. So, but I'll make fun of her. It's been a long time. And, but literally one of the kindest drag queens I've ever met. Like always remember, I don't know if she still remembers me, but always remembered me.
Oh, I loved interviewing Eureka.
Yeah.
I agree.
She
seems like a fun time.
But I also felt like I was the only one long before interviewing her that was a fit. Like people just really were annoyed by her. I kind of feel like it's just like we're talking about racism. I think it's, what is the word? Fat phobia, but it's like sizeism. Thank you. Because she is extremely talented. Period.
Oh, I mean, I personally believe
that you're Eureka.
Yeah. That I'm your guys. I'm Eureka.
Oh my God,
that's a character I do. No, I learned it in the Groundlings. I was at the finals, the finale for this, and I saw her go against is it Chad Michaels? Is that the
Cameron? Yes.
Cameron Michaels.
Yeah,
and she fucking rocked it. She did so like she was so good. That I legit feel like they were ready to throw her out, and they like had to bring her up with Cameron Michaels. Now she, you know, obviously didn't do as well in the second trial, and she didn't win. But I think that she, you know, I think she is a force to be reckoned with, and I think she's somebody who people might take for granted because she might not be like, you know, the typical looks queen that everybody that seems like Drag Race is so fond of. But
okay, let's go around the table here. Let's go. Eureka O'Hara, how is she going to do Adam Salandra?
Well, I'm going to give you two things. I have my own personal top three that I will share with you. Mm-hmm. Not that I think will make it, but that I want. And she is one.
Okay.
Where do I think she'll make it? I don't know. I think she'll go. I think she has the talent to go far. But again, with this voting, I think she's a big contender to get the. She pisses everybody off, so I think that could be rough for her.
I agree, but there could be a very wise strategy where they're like, she is so unpopular that if I take her with me to the jury,
true.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think Akira will do so well is because she's sort of under the radar. Too. She's not really seen as a threat but she's also not seen as somebody who right. is that, you know.
Agreed. And that's and important so, in this game.
Yeah. So she could, I mean, I also have a final three and Eureka's in it, but I think that she, I don't know. I think what'll end up happening is I think she'll go far, but I don't think she'll, I think she will be like fourth or something. If they have a final four, she'll make it into the final four, but she won't win okay. essentially.
All right. All right. The next drag queen, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. All right. And this is a bold, I don't think I've ever done anything like this before in the history of Drag Race. Another historic moment. I'm going to record the final episode right now. Just the part of it. Here we go. And after a dramatic reading, RuPaul announced that the winner of All-Star Season 6... I did not record this in June of 2021. This is clearly September. Adam's married, right, Adam?
Oh, it feels so good.
Lori's replaced both knees and hips.
Hey, guys, I got to go. My aunt fell down in the shower. Yeah. So I got to
fell onto a fork.
After a dramatic pause, RuPaul announced that the winner of All-Star Season 6 is Ginger Minj. Oh, what a great season this was. Remember when Lori did all those funny things, Adam? And
oh my God, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah. And Adam, what was the favorite part of your wedding?
Well, I just liked the dancing.
Did you think it was funny when Lori and I crashed the wedding?
I was going to say that was my favorite part, but honestly, the wedding was fine. It was the bachelor party that I honestly was like the highlight of my summer.
Yeah.
So thank you both for that. Yeah. I will say that.
I had diarrhea for 7 days.
Well, that's the point.
I just had surgery to remove all those forks.
Yeah, anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for this season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6. Be sure to join us next week and every week as we continue to discuss and dissect every brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race because this show never ends. So, for Lori Roggenkamp, Adam Salandra, and myself,
sashay away. See ya, Wolfie.
Because Ginger Minj, come on.
I agree 100%. Again, we're dealing with a lot of tomfoolery, but if things are just how they're supposed to be, and she is also in my personal top three.
Feel like she kind of, when I saw her do her runway, when she walked her entrance, it almost like I felt like she was like, I was told I was going to win.
Like we'll bring you back and we'll actually.
Yeah.
All Stars 2 was such an epic season. And she's a great queen that's just she doesn't even come on your radar when you think of that season.
Yeah.
So, like, I do think she deserves this comeback, which many people are mad about.
Yeah, and also I think they filmed it, like, right after the finale. Like, they are so fresh off season 7.
Yeah.
You know, she said this, and I'm not a big Ginger Minj fan, right?
I love Ginger Minj.
Minus the ginger. Now, I am not a huge Ginger Minj fan, right?
Yeah.
I don't hate her as much as some people do, but I know she's beloved, but I'm not a big Ginger Minj fan. But she's been spreading this rumor around, and I think Violet even kind of said there's something to it, where she feels that something happened because she was promised, she was told she would win season 7, okay?
But who?
I don't
know. Who told her?
You're saying Ginger was told?
That's what Ginger says, okay?
Okay.
And Violet has said recently that she thinks she won by accident. Violet won by accident, right?
What's the accident?
I don't know. She didn't say. I am not a detective, okay? I didn't sit there. I'm just telling
you. You're telling the story.
I mean, if anybody watched the footage, they would clearly see that Violet was going to be the winner.
Okay. Season canceled. Goodbye. You're fired. You're fired. I'm out. Anyway.
Canceled. We already recorded the ending.
That's right. No, I don't need you guys anymore. No, the point is, I've told this story a million times. And I'll say it again. I went to the taping of the season 7 finale and they do the multiple endings.
Okay. Wait, can I just say, I went to the only finales I've been to, season 7, season 10. We were all there together and we didn't know.
Crazy.
And yeah, season 10. Oh, wait, she went to season 11. Lori, that's season 11. Oh, were you season 10?
No,
she
said Eureka. Season 10.
Yeah. Evan, I was with season 10. If you look at season 10, you see me and Evan in the audience very prominently right before a break. And I think we were right by Jake Dupree. Everybody was there. And what's funny is season 10, I think, I'm assuming you were downstairs with the cool people, right, Solandra?
Of course.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Lori was
I was right next to the air conditioning hose. Yeah.
The season 10 tickets for the VIP area were really hard to get that year. They were doing something weird that year. So, like, I got in, and Solandra, you got in. Jake Dupree got in.
I was on red carpet. That's the only reason I was there.
I was lucky in that I didn't have to work the red carpet, but I was still quote unquote there as a media person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was with Evan. What a weird thing. Yeah. Anyway, the point is at season 7, when they filmed the multiple endings, and I've never seen anything like this before or since, Pearls and Gingers were done very haphazardly. So they were like, all right, well, Pearl's the winner. And then she said something, and they were like, the end, right? But with Violet got the traditional ending. Violet got the whole, like, the song coming on, the queens running out, and make the quote and walk the I think they all walked the runway, but there was more for Violet. And at the time, I thought that this was some sort of, like deep game they were playing to fool like the spoilers, right? Oh. But no, it was Violet. And I will say I don't think they did this in season 10, but at season 11, they had to refilm the shoot the ending because Evie, said something about eating babies, right? And so like, we can't say you're going to eat babies, right? So they had to refilm her crowning. And they've done it a couple times. We're like, oh, hold on. We had this film. We forgot this. Or there was one time where RuPaul kind of swallowed her words when she was saying the queen. So they just let us go. So I think they realized too late that they had done the finales wrong, the endings. And so they had no choice but to give it to Violet. Or they knew Violet was going to win.
Yeah, I think that was a simple – they knew Violet was going to win.
Yeah, I think I think they know before 2 weeks for show.
I mean, honestly, barring any sort of like giant shit show where like if Violet showed up in like a burlap sack, you know, and was smearing feces on herself, I feel like they pretty much were like, yeah, she's going to win.
Lori, I just saw Solandra look at his fake watch. So we have to hurry up.
It's funny you say that about smearing feces on herself, because my favorite memory of season 7 is when it was at the finale, or not at, like, on the show night, and on Twitter, people were so pissed about Violet, and I guess Violet did a porn where someone claims that there might have been feces on her at the time, because they were like, fuck Violet and her shit-covered asshole. And there's something about shit-covered asshole that's just I gravitate towards that.
I've seen that porn. I don't remember the asshole part.
Oh, yeah. Violet was in a. I thought you were saying on the show.
It was a masturbation video. She has a very nice penis.
But a shit covered asshole.
I don't remember that part. You know who did was this fucking Milk with that gross.
Yes, I know.
Why would you? And he released it. It wasn't like someone released it. He goes like and commented saying like, I know this is it, but I'm gonna release. I mean,
yeah.
Wait, what happened with Milk?
This Milk released a like a very short clip of him being fucked by a famous porn star.
Okay.
Who's also shares a problematic racist past with you. And
transphobic.
Both Milk and
okay. Let's not add more fake things.
That's to the porn star, not you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lori's very transphobic though.
we'll get to that, I guess.
She called Lori, I'm gonna out of respect, I'm gonna not
thank
say
you.
Anything. Okay.
Thank you.
And if there's anything you have for Lori, it's respect.
Yeah, nothing but. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah.
So find out how to spell Lori, the rest of the song. L-A-U-R-I, no E. Find out what it means. Oh, she will fucking correct a bitch if they...
I got in trouble with my master's professor because he spelled my name.
You remember the guy I told you that wrote to me and was mad at me and told me to stop? He spelled your name with an E, and I said, honestly, Lori be madder at you for calling
her. Yeah, it's like if you don't know her, then
to be honest, I would.
Yeah. So anyway,
to be honest, don't defend me if you can't get my name right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Milk posted this video and in it puts this like he types a thing on there like, oh, sorry, I didn't have time to like prep for this. It was like kind of spontaneous. And so there's just shit on the guy's dick. It's gross. It's so gross. So gross.
But whatever.
But he didn't have to release it to Landra, or he could have edited that part out.
What I was going to say was I don't remember if I even watched it or what I heard, but that you could barely see it, but that he draws attention
yes.
to it so that 100% you're 100%
strikes yeah. that effect. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Cause Sandra has somewhere to go. So do I. Okay. Jan. I hate this fucking Jan.
This Jan. I knew this was coming for you.
What did she blow like every producer on RuPaul's Drag Race? Like, could she like invest in RuPaul's husband's fracking industry? Like,
I want to say something to you guys.
How the hell does she get a job?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Talandra. What are you going to say?
Jan is beloved.
I know. Okay. I know.
Just making sure you know, because there's a lot of hate. I liked her fine on the show. I liked some of the things I saw her do online after, so I was excited to see her. But something in Meet the Queens had me feeling like either they filmed this after and she was out early, or she just wasn't, or she's like intimidated, but something seemed off for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about this Jan.
You know what? I'm not going to even blame Jan so much. It's the fans, right? The Jan fans, right? And it's all these people. Let me just tell you this. If you're out there and you're going to be one of these people, which by the way, you wouldn't listen to the show anyway. Okay. Go listen to All Right Mary. All right. But if you, that's, but Salandra turns off our show and goes listen to All Right Mary. but these people, I'm not going to even say that they're white twinks, even though a lot of it is, but because she's a cute white twink, right? Mm-hmm. All these fucking people think she's gonna fuck them if they defend her on Twitter. She's not, I'm not even saying she's a horrible person. She's just so overrated and mediocre to me. And then with this Jan on everything, you know.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I hope she didn't think the Jandemic is starting, right? Like, oh, time
not
for
that
the
Jan. I've seen, but,
okay.
Oh.
Time for
yeah,
the Jandemic.
I doubt you two are following her that closely. I bet she did.
I already said I was gonna commit Jan slaughter.
I heard that. You know, you get so many good little bits into the first 10 minutes. I kind of feel like I've heard everything I need to know because I did hear
that. I feel that was shady.
Huh?
I feel that was shady. All right. How do you think she's going to do, Salandra?
I have a bad feeling for Miss Jan. I don't know why. Oh, I just said something on Meet the Queens, which it could have been filmed before. They like whatever. It just made me be like, you should have waited a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
She, in her season, complained so much about how she never won a fucking
That's true.
Challenge. And so I think, personally, that as a joke, a queen is going to vote her off in the first episode.
As a joke.
I would love that. I would love if she was the first one to go. That would be my Jantasy.
Yeah, I think at the very least, they'll keep her around and make sure that she never wins just to see her like have a meltdown again.
Oh, that would be so great. And she's always safe.
Yeah.
She's safe the whole time, and then she's never going to.
Because that was pretty much her, like her thing. I mean, she would get to the point where she might have won one, but she would never win.
Yeah. Yes, all right, let's move on to the next one. Jiggly Caliente, may I call you Jiggly? She's from season 4. Adam,
I have to go. I have to go. I'm so without question the person I'm most excited to see on this season.
Oh, really?
Sorry, you look scared. I'm not saying I have to leave.
I thought you said you had to go. And
everyone
I was like,
panicked, and I was like, okay, oops, I came on a little strong there. But I'm so excited to have Jiggly Caliente back. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how different she looks. Mm-hmm. We're seeing her as an out trans woman, mm-hmm. but I know it's the same Jiggly. I can't wait.
Yeah. What about you, Lori?
I've never seen her a season, mm-hmm. but she... from what I've seen from her, she seems like a real fun person, like drag queen. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to see what she does. But yeah, I didn't see her season.
She was, I will say, she's sort of, I wouldn't put her in the Tammy Brown air, but there is a thing about her where you remember her, but she wasn't on many episodes, maybe 4 or 5.
No, that's it.
Yeah, she doesn't go super far.
She doesn't go far. And she was, and let's be clear, an absolute hot mess.
Yeah.
But so it was the it's always the personality for
Nami
me.
Harder in the chat room will tell me what place she went. Just if you want to, just, you know.
Great.
But we'll get that information. But
good, good, good. Thank you, Nami.
Yeah. But Nami's correction corner will correct us and tell us. But she didn't go maybe halfway at the most. So, but yeah, she was very memorable, very funny, friends with Fifi O'Hara. Are they still friends? They became very close after the show for a while.
No, yeah, Fifi sent a tweet saying, I know this was very important to you. I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
Very good. Good for her.
How do you think she's going to do, Lori? I almost called you Jiggly. May I call you Jiggly?
Sure. She's a very polarizing person, mm-hmm. I feel.
She is?
I feel like people, just based off of what you say, I feel like people are either going to like her or hate her. And I think that, especially in this whole thing, I think that that could either hurt you or help you. So, I mean, I kind of felt like in the beginning that maybe she would get, like, voted off pretty early. But now I'm thinking that they might want to keep her around because she's good for television. So,
What do you think, Solandra?
Yeah.
I think the same. I think that there's my guess is people like her, but that's because I do, and I can't see beyond my own thoughts.
She's actually kind of a perfect person to take with you to the finals because everyone likes her. She's totally enjoyable to be around, but also she has that thing where you think you can beat her. If you're
totally
a queen.
Yeah. Totally, because I'm sure she had a glow up. You can tell she did, but we don't know what she can do on her own. Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Next up, we have Pandora Box. This is a really interesting one. So, Lori, she's from Season 2 and All-Stars 1. And let me give you a brief rundown of her history. She was on Season 2, and she was seen as, in the very early version of the show, she was the one that World of Wonder really wanted to make, like, the ultimate comedy queen. And I would say she was the first golden child of World of Wonder, where she was in all the WoW Presents stuff. She was in all the videos.
Yeah, she was the one who did Carol Channing in the
She did Carol Snatch Channing. And so she had this thing where she was the comedy queen, right? And mm-hmm. that was sort of her thing. And there was a huge – and I would say she was one of the first queens where there was like a huge push for justice for Pandora, that she wasn't getting her due. And then she shows up on All-Stars 1 – and by the horrible luck of the draw, they did teams in All-Stars 1, and she gets paired, because she's the last one standing, with Mimi I'm First, who was not very popular. And Mimi I'm First goes right away, and because of that, the whole team goes right away. And so Pandora goes home the first episode through no fault of her own. That
Mimi
said,
I'm First, she was the queen who had that one girl, one jump on her, right? That was her whole thing?
You're thinking Mimi I'm First picked someone up?
Yes.
Did she pick somebody up, or did somebody pick her?
She picked somebody.
No, she picked somebody. Oh, okay.
So
yeah, that's
how I'm going to give my opinion first here. I don't know what Pandora's skill level is or anything like that, but I do feel, and this is the unfortunate news, is the era for Pandora's style of drag has passed, and I feel the show has moved past her. And I think if she were going to have a chance at redemption, it was going to be All-Stars 1. It didn't happen. And I don't know if that kind of drag still works on the show. I don't know. A lot of times those young, not young because they're young, but like early season of the show queens, not all the time, but often don't fit in as well because the shows change. Angina's a good example of that.
Great example.
That said, Solandra, what are your thoughts on point? Pandora Box is a very prominent LA queen, so I'm sure you've interviewed or met her, blah, 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 blah. But what are your thoughts here?
She's never been for me. Mm-hmm. So I can easily agree with you that I don't know that it's going to – I do think she probably has a lot to prove to herself, though, because she was – before people were saying someone's been robbed. That's mm-hmm. how people felt about her. And she kept bringing up in Meet the Queens and some other things I've seen that I guess everyone must have thought she was real nasty B on All-Stars 1 because she was so pissed to be with Mimi. Mm-hmm. So I think she just wants to redeem her like actual like personality, which I think is a perfectly fine personality. So maybe that'll work. But I agree. I'm not excited.
Lori, what are your thoughts?
So boring.
Yeah.
I just never, she just like, I fell asleep halfway through watching her introduction on the promo vids. Like she just does not, she's not popping. I will say though that her Carol Channing during Snatch Game was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was like a quintessential what we talk about for Snatch Game mm-hmm. doing, and she did it. So, I mean, she does kind, she could possibly pull it out, but I don't see it. I mean, I'm happy to be considered wrong.
Yeah.
But,
I would be very shocked. I even think RuPaul feels that the show has moved past these queens, but you know. All right. Next we have Raja O'Hara. I believe she's from season 11 as well, isn't she?
She is.
Raja O'Hara. Now she got in a lot of fights on her season. Mm-hmm. And now she's back. What are your thoughts on her, Solandra?
I'm excited for her confessionals. I found her very, talking heads to be very mm-hmm. entertaining. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for that. I don't remember her drag at all. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing, as someone who doesn't care about the looks, I was looking at the look in the Meet the Queens, and she like cut out a star that was very like not a good star shape. Which I thought was the least you could do is just do that. So that made me nervous for her, but I do think I'll be entertained by the thing she says.
You know who has a great star shape?
Lori's girlfriend.
There it is.
Oh.
Laura, your thoughts on Raja O'Hara? You watched season 11.
Yes, I actually really liked her, and I think she's going to go far. I don't necessarily see her being in the top three, but I mean, I would be happy if she was. I see her going, if not to the finale, then just right up next, hopefully right before the finale.
What do you think? I'm asking you both, but I'll go to Solandra first. What do you think the odds are? Is that she's going to try and do, like, you can go one of two ways. You can go the Vixen way, or you can go the Fifi O'Hara way. And what I mean is she going to try and come back for a redemption? And cause she was seen as sort of like, a shit starter, right? Yeah. Do you think she's going to come back and try and do a redemption here, or do you think she's going to just double down?
I definitely think she's going to do a redemption, because I think she even mentioned that she's not always like that. She watched herself back and was like, oh boy. But I also am nervous that the thing I like about her, which is her talking head moments, she's going to be a little too put on, because she also knew she was good at that, and it's going to be like less authentic than it was.
All right. Lori, did you have any thoughts on that?
I think she's going to double down.
Oh, interesting.
Even in the little bit of interstitials that we saw, she was funny without saying anything humorous. Mm-hmm. You know, she was just she's just a very vibrant person. Mm-hmm. So I think she knows what, you know, everybody, every queen who came in made it seem like it was going to be a redemption story, which is like, okay, sure. I'll believe it when I see it.
Point that they're trying for.
Yeah.
Least.
Yeah, and so I think that's sort of the theme of the All-Stars. And so it's like, well, I think Raj is going to get in there and just freaking go be herself, balls to the wall. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. How far is she going again? I forgot. Solandra, did you say?
I'm going to say middle to near the low end.
I agree with that. Lori?
I would say top. Top four, top five.
Oh, really? Very interesting. Everyone's in the top four or five for you.
I know. Yeah. I was just thinking
that's a packed.
I was just thinking that. I was just like, I don't.
That's very positive.
You know, not everyone's going to be in the top four or five, Laura. You know that, right?
I would say that we haven't gotten to the people that I think are going to be in the bottom, but for the most part, there's only like a handful of people that less than a handful of people that I'm like, oh, I don't really see it. So, well, I don't know.
Coming up might be one of those people. Scarlet Envy from, I believe, season
11.
11.
It's a big 11
season. She was the worst.
She didn't last very long at all, correct? So she's due for probably a redemption. What were your thoughts on her, Lori?
She was super annoying. I did not like her. I will say, though, that it seemed to me like she kind of maybe wants to be a shit stirrer going into All Stars. But the problem is that she's just not like believable or capable of following through with anything. Mm-hmm. So I can't see her trying. I can't see her starting any kind of memorable drama, mm-hmm. you know? And so I just don't see her. I see her probably going away fairly soon. She's just sort of a, you know, a space filler.
What do you feel there, Adam Solantra?
I'm getting vibes. I like to read too much into things, and I'm getting vibes. She's our first victim of the chop.
Oh, really?
She's leaning into things that are said in the trailer. She put out merch about something she said in Meet the Queens, being like, am I the villain? And it just gave me vibes of better get in now while the getting's good.
Oh, very interesting. I didn't like her very much because she would constantly talk about how hot she was as a boy. I don't know why when they talk about themselves in drag and talk about how beautiful they are, that doesn't bother me, but to go on and on about how beautiful you are outside of drag.
Well, yeah, that's gross. Let other people say it. You don't need to be saying
it. Yeah, she was constantly talking about herself that way. All right, next. Oh, talking about controversial queens. And in such a short amount of time, from season 5, it's Serena Cha-Cha. Adam Solandra, I doubt Lori knows who that. Lori, do you know who Serena Cha-Cha is?
Vaguely. I don't really. I watched season 5, but I don't really know. Like, she just didn't really stand out.
You have to watch Untucked to
really. Yeah, you have to watch Untucked, and she's only in 2 episodes.
Oh, I never
episodes.
Watched
I think,
Untucked.
I think it's like 2 or 3 episodes, and that's it. Solandra, your thoughts on Serena Cha-Cha and her return?
I think it's a little, I'm torn. Part of me is like, okay, this is ridiculous. But at the same time, it's like, talk about someone who does deserve a chance at redemption because all the queens hated her. She's famous for not being very good and everyone turning against her. So it makes sense that she would have a redemption arc. I don't know if she's gotten better. I'm sure she's gotten better. But I see her going a little farther than everyone thinks just based on – I just feel like there's going to be drama surrounding her.
Well,
I see more fighting.
Well, they're already fighting, right, because she makes wigs
yeah.
as a side business. And who was it that complained about her wig? Was it Akuria?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
I don't know. I'm sure in the Discord someone will tell. There's been a big war because she said she ordered a wig from Serena. I think it has to be somebody who's on the show this season because they walked in with one of her wigs and it was falling apart. And
oh,
I think,
God,
I think
can't. Okay, I'm into that drama.
But what I will say is...
It was Akuria.
Okay, it was Akuria. And, yeah, she is someone that is like the poster child for someone who might deserve a redemption because she was so young. And so clearly is talking as about an obnoxious young kid, you know, and now it's been almost 10 years. She's, you know, hopefully matured and can look back on that time with a little bit of sort of cringe of how she was, because she was acting like a petulant child. And so, we'll see. I'm very, very interested to see how far
we'll
she goes.
See.
All right. Speaking of.
I bet I can guess.
Go ahead.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache. She is back. She of season 11.
I'm shocked that she's back because didn't she have some sexual assault allegations against her?
Yeah, but they were on the scale of drag queens accused on the lower end.
They were. And then also I feel they weren't at the same time as Sherry Pie, but I feel it was like in the blast zone. Where, like, it was maybe a month or two before, a couple months before, and so she got caught in the... She got the sort of redemption... Because there's somebody else from Sherry's season who got accused of it. Britta Filter. And no one was happier about the Sherry Pie drama than Britta Filter, because erased her...
Yeah. Though everyone hated her anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe Karma's a Bitch. But that'll be a good drag name. Karma's a Bitch.
Yeah.
No one steal it. It's mine. Karma's
a Bitch. She also went to, was it Puerto Vallarta?
Yes, didn't wear
a mask.
And was proud of it. Busted. And also was caught lying about her age. I know someone who knows her and I asked and he was like, no comment. So, very problematic.
Silky, for me, when in her Meet the Queens of season 11, I was obsessed and
a lot of people
here
were.
We go. This is my new favorite queen.
A lot of people.
I can't wait. And so I went through half the season being like, okay, it's coming. It's a rough start. And then by the end, when she did that lip sync, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then she was at Fiesta or Mickey's somewhere doing this movie promo while I was there. And go on, girl, give us nothing. She didn't care. She was just munching on her chicken fingers, which I did appreciate that.
I have to interject.
Okay.
And I have to say something that is really important and the cookie that she eats when she walks in is one of the most delicious cookies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh.
And it's not because I haven't had a cookie in a month. It's because it looks delicious.
Well, honestly, it was probably very gooey because it was warm against her breasts.
Yeah. Well, so I'm just saying.
Let me say, I know this is such an old comedy bit, but I recently flew first class and they gave me a chocolate chip cookie. And I don't know what it was. It was the most delicious chocolate chip cookie.
Oh,
I've ever had in my life.
They have like their peanuts and their pretzels. I don't know what they do, but those are delicious.
Not the old cookie in first class bed that we all know and love so well.
Anyway, Silky Net Meganosh, very annoying. And I think she'll probably, RuPaul fucking loves her. I bet you she goes far. I don't know if she
I think she has the biggest opportunity to have a redemption.
Yeah.
I think the queens, and they can say whatever they want, but they're giving hints that like we're going to see something different from her. Mm-hmm. And I hope she does because of that first Meet the Queens and because she was so annoying otherwise. So hopefully.
My only hope during this whole season is that Miley Cyrus guests. And then she comes to the dressing room and Silky goes, "Hey," and just walks away. That would be my beautiful, very simple wish. And I would love that if she just is like, "Oh, hey, you're here."
Okay, very good. Next we have Sonique. I'll be honest with you right up front. I've actually seen her season. I remember very little about her.
Well, she wasn't very memorable other than coming out at the end.
Yeah. Is she a trans woman?
She's a trans woman.
Okay. Okay.
But I will say this. People are obsessed with her now. It started, or at least I started hearing it, on the Christmas special when she was there.
Yes.
Which there wasn't much to celebrate about that special, but she's very hot. She's going to look good. I don't see her popping in personality, which means the acting challenges I also see as an issue, but I think everyone likes her, so they might save her in the votes.
Does she? Oh, so you're saying she's last long?
Oh, no, no, no. But I'm saying she lasts longer than she should.
Okay, very good. Lori, any opinions?
You know what? I agree with Adam. I think that I don't have that much knowledge about her, but she just felt kind of flat to me. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like even though I would love, love for a trans woman to win the season, who knows? I mean, again, I'd be happy to be proven wrong, but I think that she's going to be like within the first three that's voted off.
But I do think we have a very strong chance of having our first American big girl winner.
Oh, with Ginger Minj. Yeah.
Ginger, Eureka, Silky. There's just a lot. Even if we don't like Silky, whatever, like there's some good chances with some good.
All right. Very good. Next, we have a queen who I don't think was super controversial on her season, but I think actually could be a weird opposite of a redemption arc, I feel. It's Trinity K. Bonet. A lot of controversial things happened to her after she left the show. Well, the one that comes to mind was that she went on social media and claimed that her outfits, all her entire, like there was a fire at her storage unit and that everything burned up and she had nothing left. And then people donated money to her cause. Bianca Del Rio donated quite a bit of money to her cause. And then it sort of came, I think maybe Bianca's mentioned this somewhere, but like, that may not have been entirely true, and people don't – I don't know if people know this or not, that I can't remember how they sort of figured out that that may not have been a true story. And so I don't know if that will come up on this season or whatnot. Or
That's interesting. I didn't know that. But Bianca did post that she's rooting for Trinity, so there's not bad blood there. I can tell you that. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, very good.
She apparently had – there's somebody that she liked that was transphobic. And somebody called her out for it, and she likened it to liking a famous person who doesn't like ice cream, and you like ice cream.
I'm sure if I understood that, I would be offended, but for trans people, but it's hard to make that understand that analogy anyway.
So that's what I just
so
yeah, I don't know. She definitely has fake teeth though, right?
They're driving me nuts. She needed she used to wear flippers because she had bad teeth, but these teeth don't fit in her sweet baby mouth and it makes me uncomfy.
And she has the money to get some good teeth now. Bianca gave it to
her. But she's got a great personality. I honestly think she's going to be, I think she's going to be one of the reasons why the show's interesting.
I kind of feel she was mediocre and she got a little bit of run because she sort of like, she had that really good, stand-up comedy thing where I think there's a rumor, allegedly, that those jokes were written for her.
Really?
Well, okay. Because she had a redemption arc within her actual season where she was doing horribly, had a bad attitude. Bianca helped her out, and then she had a few good runs before she was kicked off.
Yeah. And then they did the classic thing to her where she thought she was going to be kicked off, so she admitted that she had HIV positive, and RuPaul saved her.
She liked her.
Yeah, she liked her. And then she's like, okay, you can stay, bitch, right? And then the next episode, she's gone. Yeah, that's what she said. She said, like, she goes, usually I say, Shantae, you stay, but this year I'm all like, cunt.
Yeah, you could stay.
We're going to be smelling that for another week.
That's right.
And then finally, and Adam and I can speak about this with very much a lot of experience here, the final queen, season 3's and All Stars 1, Jada Sophia.
Yes.
Is the final person we have here on All Stars season 6 cast. We'll go to you second, Salandrick. I know you and I will have thoughts, but Lori, your thoughts on Yara Sophia?
So, like I said, I have a top three.
Mm-hmm.
And I ideally, I mean, I have a soft spot for Ginger Minj. I just love Ginger Minj. But I think Yara Sophia will win.
Oh, a win? You could have a win guess.
I think we did too. She is, I saw her season and she's just, to me, I think she's super animated. She's funny. She has looks. She's also just sort of likable in a way that I think will make people not want to immediately get rid of her. Now, who knows? You know, she could be the first one home, but I like her and I think that she could take it all the way and win.
Salandra?
For some reason, when I'm like thinking about the show, I keep not putting her in it. And I'm not sure why, because I do agree with Lori. She's very talented. The looks are amazing. The personality, she is funny. I think that there's even 10 years later, there's sort of a disconnect with the language barrier. It's something that she uses to her advantage and it becomes very funny, but it's like, it almost makes her just a little too out there to be a winner to me. It'd be like if Tammy Brown won, although that would be amazing too. Mm-hmm. That's in a different way, but she just seems like a little too wacky.
All right. Round one. Who is your personal top three? We'll start with Lori.
Yara Sophia, number one. Ginger Minj, number two. And Eureka, although I'm going to say Eureka right now, but depending on how the season goes, I might switch it to Akiria. But
Salandra.
Personal top three. Who I want. Eureka, Ginger, Jiggly.
All right. Now, next question. Who are you predicting? Salandra, we'll start with you.
I need to be looking at the list, but I'm going to say Ginger, Akiria, Ginger, Akiria, Yara. Lori just talked me into it.
Ginger, Akiria, and Yara. Okay. For me, I don't really have a personal top. I don't think I can get to a personal top three.
Wow.
But my prediction will Ginger's going to win. I mean, I'm going out on a limb and saying Ginger Minj is the winner of All-Star Season 6.
Well,
but I'm going to say in the runner-up category, the two, I'm going to put in... Gosh, I'm going to put in Yara Sophia. I think she's better than people think. I'm going to put in Akiria Davenport. Are we all on the same page here? Close to it?
That was mine, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes.
I mean, look, you have any of those three, and I would be happy if any three of those won. I mean.
But one thing we know, there's a lot of tomfoolery on All Stars.
Well,
so.
By the way, I have here in front of me, we heard Lori's top three. I have her top five. Do you want to hear it, Salandra?
Yeah.
All right.
No, you're going to make it something racist.
Nope. Pandora Box, Kyle Sedanik Love, Yara Sophia, Jiggly Caliente, Selena Chacha, Trinity K. Bonet, Ginger, Min, Yuriko O'Hara, Scarlett Adams. Is that her name? Scarlett, whatever her name is. Raja O'Hara, Akira Davenport, and Silky Nutmeg Ganache. Lori's top five.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right. You got me.
You got me, gal. So
you got me, gal.
Which, by the way, speaking of, Ginger Minj first said it, but actually Eureka's is my favorite version of it. When RuPaul saves both her and Cameron Michaels, but leads Eureka to think that she's being eliminated, and then says, Shantae, you stay.
Oh,
and then
I remember that.
She says, you got me, gal. And I'm like, oh,
I remember Ginger's, yeah.
What a great callback. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is just the chemistry here is out of control. I am so excited for this season. Solange, too bad we're losing you in August. But Lori, thank you.
Months away.
Thank you so much for being here, Lori. Thank you, Solange, for being here. And, we don't have the – well, you know – So for Adam Solandra, Lori Roggenkamp, and myself, well, that's going to do it for this episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Be sure to join us June 25th as we cover the first episode of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6. And be sure to join us each week and every week as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6. So for Adam Solandra, Lori Roggenkamp, and myself, Lori, I mean, not Adam, do the honors here.
You got me, gal. Just kidding. Sashay away.
Yeah, sashay away. Now, Lori, I didn't make an outro yet. Do you want to have any plugs?
Bloody Podcast. At Bloody Podcast on Instagram. And check out our Patreon, Bloody Podcast.
Don't skip that. You want to go to her Patreon page and get all her... whatever good she's hawking over there on her Patreon page.
Good talker.
Adam Solandra, where can people find you? Where can they go thirst over your thirst trap pictures? He posted a story one time with him and his chonies, and his ball was hanging out, and it was a good time was had by all. Solandra, what about you?
That's true. At Adam Solandra, after that plug, come and find me, gal.
What
I love the most about that is that you earlier said you didn't find him attractive, yet now you're like, oh, that was a sexy photo.
He was just calling out that it was a thirst trap, not that he was thirsty for it.
By the way, I sext Adam every night.
It is true. And sometimes I'm into it. Sometimes I'm like, again.
Sometimes I sext Joe every night. I just send him pictures of different peanut butter sandwiches I'm eating.
I do love... Here's what's funny is I do love that Lori and I are so different in that, like... I woke up this morning and there was a call from Lori at 10:45 or something like that, and I was amused that Lori thought I was awake.
At 10:45? I thought she was the sleeper in her. Oh.
P.M. Yeah, let's recap that.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
If it was 10:45 a.m., I would be the one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Look, yeah. I will say this. I don't know if I was asleep or not, but by 10:45, my phone is off and I'm watching YouTube or playing video games. I'm close to the world. I might as well be dead. Beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, Solandra, thank you so much. Lori, thank you so much. We'll see you guys June 25th with this iteration of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap.
It'll be good.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring the show. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DragRace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DragRace.